Ever feel like we're living in some kind of sci-fi flick?
Tell me about it.
Today's AI news really takes the cake.
Yeah.
It's September 19th, 2024, and the headlines sound like something out of a movie.
It is pretty wild out there.
So what's got your attention today?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned movies because one of these headlines is about AI making its way into Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Lionsgate is partnering with this company, Runway, to use AI for filmmaking.
Whoa,
Yeah,
really?
they're going all in, even with the writer's strike going on.
That is a bold move.
For sure.
But what's interesting today is how diverse these AI stories are. It's
Absolutely.
not just entertainment, we've got AI in the ocean too.
You're talking about that Google project, Decoding Whale Songs? Yeah,
Exactly.
that one's huge.
Like, we might actually be able to understand what those whales are saying.
And it's not just about understanding, it could have a real impact on conservation, too.
True. Imagine what we could do if we knew exactly what those whales needed to thrive.
Right. It's like we're on the verge of this whole new way to communicate with nature.
That is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
No kidding.
It's exciting, but also, you know.
A little intimidating.
Yeah,
It
exactly.
makes you think about responsibility and all that.
Speaking of responsibility, did you see what YouTube is doing?
With their AI tools. Yeah, I saw that.
It's like they're trying to strike a balance. They're
Pass.
releasing all these AI tools for creators,
Right.
which on one hand, that's amazing. It's like giving them these superpowers.
Definitely.
But then on the other hand, there's this whole question of authenticity.
And that's where the balance comes in.
Right. How do you know if something was actually created by a human or by AI?
So how are they addressing that?
Well, YouTube's going to be watermarking anything made with their AI tools.
Interesting.
That way, at least there's transparency.
I like that.
You know what you're watching or listening to.
Makes sense.
Especially for a platform as big as YouTube, I think that could set a precedent.
Yeah, transparency is key with all this.
Totally. But it makes you think, this whole line between human creativity and AI,
It's getting blurrier for
it's
sure.
like, where do you draw the line?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
And it's not just YouTube. Amazon's getting in on the action too.
Oh, yeah, with Project Amelia.
That's the
I
one.
was reading about that. Sounds intense.
Amazon's always been about efficiency.
That's their thing.
But this Project Amelia is next level.
How so?
It's AI designed to basically run your online business for you.
Whoa, really?
Well, if you're selling on Amazon anyway.
Which, let's face it, most people are these days.
Exactly. So it could be huge for sellers.
But knowing Amazon,
There's always a.
there's probably a trade-off somewhere,
Oh,
right?
I'm sure they're not giving away this kind of power for nothing.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
For sure.
So we've got AI helping us talk to whales, create YouTube videos, and now manage e-commerce.
And we're just getting started.
What else is in those headlines?
This next one is really out there.
Okay, hit me.
Scientists figured out how to store an entire human genome on a crystal.
Wait, on a crystal?
Yeah.
Is that even
Well,
possible?
apparently so.
I don't even.
It's pretty wild.
So what are we going to start seeing crystal hard drives now?
Probably not just yet. This is more about long-term data storage.
Like, how long are we talking?
Think billions of years. Yeah,
Billions.
this thing could preserve data for billions of years.
Okay, that's just mind-blowing.
Right. It kind of makes our current tech look like stone tools.
So what's the point? Why store something for billions of years?
Think about future generations or even future civilizations.
You're saying we could be leaving messages for them?
Exactly. It's like a message in a bottle, but on a cosmic scale.
Wow. That's both incredible and a little bit terrifying.
It does make you think about what information is truly important.
Right. What stories do we want to tell?
And how do we want to be remembered?
There's a lot of responsibility, that's for sure.
Speaking of responsibility, that whole Lionsgate and Runway thing really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah, the whole AI filmmaking thing.
Right. In the middle of this writer's strike, they decide to go all in on AI.
It's a bold strategy, that's for sure.
It's almost like a power move, you
Yeah,
know?
I see what you mean.
Like they're saying, we don't need writers, we've got AI now.
But can AI actually write a good movie?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
And how do you even train AI to do something like that?
Well, they're using their entire film library to train this AI.
So it's basically learning from all the movies they've ever made.
Exactly, but whether it can actually come up with something original,
Right, something truly creative.
that's the real test.
Makes you wonder, will audiences even watch a movie if they know it was written by AI?
That's another big question.
We're used to seeing directed by and written by in the credits.
Right.
Will we start seeing AI assisted or something like that?
Or maybe AI generated.
That's kind of a scary thought.
It is, isn't it?
But while we're on the topic of slightly scary AI
Oh
developments,
boy, you're going there.
yeah, have you been following those voice cloning scams?
Those are getting out of hand.
It's terrifying how real that technology has become.
It really is, and it shows you just how quickly things are escalating.
Like, on one hand, we're talking about unlocking whale songs
Right.
and preserving human knowledge for like ever.
It's mind-boggling when you think about it.
I know, but then on the other hand, you've got this technology being used to literally steal people's
It
identities.
really makes you question things.
It does. Like, are we really ready for all of this?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Because it's not just about the cool stuff anymore.
It's about the real-world implications.
Exactly. The good, the bad, and the potentially very ugly.
And the thing is, it's all happening so
It
fast.
really is. Like, how are we supposed to keep up, let alone wrap our heads around all the ethical dilemmas?
It's overwhelming, to say the least,
That's why we do this show, though.
to try and make sense of it all.
Exactly.
Someone's got to do it.
Right. Someone's got to dive into these headlines and try to figure out what it all means.
Well, on that note,
Yeah.
I think we've done our fair share of diving for today.
I think you're
It's
right.
been a fascinating conversation, as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking it all down with me.
Anytime, that's what I'm here for.
And for everyone listening, keep those questions coming. Keep exploring these topics. Stay curious.
Exactly, because this is just the beginning of the AI revolution.
The future is unwritten, folks.
And it's up to all of us to shape it.
See you next time.
Until then, stay curious.